check out what Joe and Mariam are getting up to for breakfast.
Let's start with the fact that the Hanlon brothers are a family band. There are three of you, yeah?
There is, yeah, correct. Three of us.
Okay, so I bet that gets interesting working with family. Are there any conflicts ever?
Always. Every day there's something. Like, who ate my noodles? Who left the toilet? Why isn't a toilet paper left in here?
So you all live together as well?
No, not anymore. We've all got wives now and kids are starting to come, so no.
Okay.
But we all have a studio together, so we're there every day with each other.
And Si, we're obsessed with Diamond. Who wrote that track?
That was between my two brothers and I, and the MC Roman. We gave him his part to do, obviously, which he smashed it, and he wrote his own part to it.
The video clip is so cool. Was that a fun shoot?
It's quirky.
That seems to be something quite different for you guys.
Oh, totally, yeah. And we kind of wanted it different too, so that's what we come up with. Kind of pays homage to as well. Where it was shot was actually where we all first got together.
Oh, that's amazing. This is how this has all come up recently, because I just got back on Facebook in the last year, so a few, you know, blasts from the past keep popping up. And who should I see but in a friends you may know suggestion? But a girl I used to be friends with, who I'm going to call Mary for the purposes
Mary.
Of
okay,
the
Mary.
Radio. I was going to name and shame, but she was a really close friend of mine. We were like sisters when I used to live in Brisbane. We used to run around town together, and she asked me to be her bridesmaid in her wedding. Very exciting. Then one day I had a house party. She got really, really drunk and she flirted with my boyfriend at the time, Louis. Oh man, all my friends were like, who is this girl? She was just drunk. She didn't know what she was doing. The next day I texted her to confront her and I said, we need to talk because this is what you did. Well, she was so offended that I confronted her and that I accused her of, she denied the whole thing. And I was like, there were witnesses. And she says, well, if this is how you and your friends feel, I don't think we can be friends anymore. And I think it's best you're no longer a part of the wedding. So I get kicked out of the wedding and I lost my best friend. Like, we were like sisters. It was like going through a breakup. It was so hard. We had many phone conversations. It was just over. There was no way to salvage it. Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Check out Joe and Mariam every weekday morning from 7 to 9.